Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Every Thursday, Ducks head coach Dan Lanning joins Primetime with Isaac and Souk. It's the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Philbrook Law, accident and injury lawyers, your local law team.
All right, the 129th meeting between Oregon and Oregon State is on the fan this Saturday at noon, and it is time for our weekly visit with Ducks head coach Dan Lanning. Coach.
What's going on?
Hey, how's your week?
Been good. Yeah, it's been a good week. How about y'all?
Oh, I can't complain.
Yeah, we don't complain much.
No. Hey, good. Before we get into the game, because no one cares, there was a graphic. On the Northwestern game, they showed a graphic at the start of the game, and it was about who was all on your staff at Alabama in 2015. And it was Saban, Kirby, Kiffin, Mel Tucker. Billy Napier, you, Tosh, you were a grad assistant. Tosh Poy was there. I may be missing one.
Mario.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Cristobal was there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know at that time, like, do you look around and go, wow, this coaching staff, or did it just feel like another year to you?
No, I definitely had like this feeling. Up until that point in my career, I'd kind of worked at it. Several different spots, and I'd always said, okay, this guy made it. Oh, I'm going to make it. I'm going to be okay. There was always a guy that'd be like, okay, this, you know? Yeah. And when I got there, I'm like, holy moly, these guys are really good. Like, this is a unbelievable staff. And I felt that way about almost every position. And it really allowed me to grow. Now, I didn't know at the time, like, these guys were all going to go be head coaches. I didn't necessarily have that feeling, but I just felt like I was learning so much in that building every day. I was getting to see some of the best do it. And there was definitely a certain feel, you know, about that.
So now that you're a head coach of assistant coaches, how much can you see head coach material in an assistant?
I think you recognize that. I think we've got some guys that are going to be outstanding head coaches when they get the opportunity here at our place, you know, and I think it has to be the right opportunity for them. But there's some guys that will be really, really good when they get that chance.
And what would those traits be?
Well, I think you'll be a go-getter. You've got to see things from a blimp view, right? We had the Goodyear blimp here the other day. I think you got to be able to see things from a big picture view and realize that one win in one category doesn't necessarily equal a win in another category. Like seeing how things affect other things, I think that's important. The ability to let people do their job and function at a high standard, but on the same note. Be able to point out something and correct something when it's not right and identify an issue quick and go on the attack to say, okay, how are we going to make this better or avoid situations? I think that's important. And then, there's a lot of traits, right? But ultimately, like, recruiting is a huge part of that. You're not going to have a successful program if you don't have a head coach that's going to be involved in recruiting and attack that with a great enthusiasm. foresight. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I think that matters, but it starts with, you know, one of the most important traits is being able to hire good people and recognize when you have great people around you.
Does it feel like, I mean, you look around the country at some of the big programs, and there's still some of the old timers that are hanging around. But it feels to me like it's becoming a young man's game. Is there an energy or I don't know how you would describe it, but it just feels like the game is younger and more energetic. There's a transition to these types of coaches, yourself included.
Well, I think what I would say is, and I think it's probably the same way when you guys played, like when I played, it was like coach says jump, you say how high. Yeah. Right. And there was this 20-30 year window of time where the game adapted to coaches and players adapted to coaches and coaches adapted to coaches. And now all of a sudden coaches are having to adapt. Like, you better change the way you think about things and be willing to do things differently than you've ever done them. Otherwise the game's going to pass you up. So, does that lean itself towards younger coaches, maybe have more success? But because, yeah, we've always had to adapt it. And maybe somebody's been around for a long time, this is the way we've always done it, doesn't necessarily always work anymore. You have to be willing to change. And I think that's a really important trait for a coach now.
Makes sense. And because it does feel like, even with the transfer portal now, it feels like every 6 months we have some sort of new wrinkle that gets thrown at you guys.
Right.
Are you happy now that we're moving to the one transfer portal window?
Yeah, I think that's definitely better for college football. Definitely better for the players too. Certainly better for the coaches. You get an opportunity to say, okay, when I get done with January, I know who my team is, right? And there was always this feeling of, okay, we got through December and January. Now we gotta go through May and see if our team's still gonna be the same, you know? And like eliminating some of those variables, I think is good for players and for coaches to the extent of, okay, let's hunker down and let's get better, right? Let's improve. Let's not deal with some of the constant change.
This is Oregon coach Dan Lanning with us here on 105.1 The Fan, Civil War here on The Fan Saturday. Does the best leadership on a football team come from the players or the coaches?
Oh, always players.
Really?
Always players. And I think you have to direct that, right? You have to explain, like when you see it, a good leadership, you have to point it out and recognize it. It's not always the loudest guy. It's not the guy that just repeats statements. Like, that's not necessarily great leadership, but when it can come from a player, I think that means so much more. When you hear something from a peer as opposed to a coach, that's when you start really cooking with gas. Yeah.
So you make it a point to look at who your leaders are. And again, like I say, there's a lot of different ways to lead. And you point those guys out to other players?
Yeah, for sure. And I think one of the mistakes a lot of coaches make is, you know, you get someplace or – and this is a lot of programs, right, where they're like, oh, we got a leadership council and they've got like five people on it. And it's like, okay, you're going to tell me those are the only five people that can lead your team? Like, here, we're a little bit different. We're going to have several guys that are involved in leadership. And that means you're giving everybody an opportunity and a voice. I don't care how old you are, right, to be able to lead. Like, you can lead as a freshman. That doesn't matter, right? Like, but let's count on developing leadership. So when you point it out, when you see it, when you get an opportunity for it, take advantage of it. And I think our players feel that here, that they can have a voice, that they can be a leader, even if they're not necessarily a senior or a guy that started for 3 years. Like, and there was an absence of that this past season, because we lost 10 guys in the NFL. We lost some players. So if we know it's going to be an absence of that, like, let's make sure everybody on the program knows they can be a part of that. And because of that, now we've got outstanding leadership. We've got a bunch of guys that are involved in what the standard is and what it looks like.
Is it something that grows organically too as the season goes on? Can it shift?
Yeah, for sure. But you have to water it, right? Like, you have to recognize, you have to point it out. And again, we try to do that at every opportunity we get.
If you have conflict amongst teammates, how do you resolve it?
Just fight. We just get in a fist
nice.
Fight.
All right.
No, I mean, you address it. Like, conflict's going to happen, right? You got a brother, you're going to fight with your brother at times. That's really no different than it is in the locker room. Address it, call it what it is. And then, you know, generally for me, I spend a lot of time asking, like, okay, did that make us better at football? Was that fight worth it, right? Because, you know, fights don't really happen at our practice very often. I just tell them, I was like, guys, if I thought fighting was going to make us better at football, we would spend an entire period dedicated to just throwing like haymakers at each other. But it doesn't. Like, you're going to get kicked out of a football game. So we try to use it as learnable, teachable moments. But when you operate in a high stress environment like we do in football, like those moments, like that's going to happen. There's going to be conflict, and you got to be, you got to be an expert at resolving that. And I think our players do a really good job of it.
Well, and I think you said, and we won't get into it, but I just tell you, I really appreciated your comments about kind of the political climate we're in. And I'm guessing that all this leads to, as what you said, you have a locker room full of a lot of diverse people from a lot of different backgrounds, especially when you're a national recruiter. And that's how you end up with a team that ends up loving each other and pulling in the same direction, even if you do have conflict or a lot of guys that maybe aren't on the same page in personal lives.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. It's fun seeing a group of guys come together from, you know, different parts of the country, different backgrounds. And then, you know, football is so special because you can't win. You can't win a football game with one person, right? A quarterback can't throw the ball to himself, block for himself, and catch it. You know what I mean? Like that's what's so special about this game is it takes everybody pulling in the same direction and having a unified cause.
What jumps out about Oregon State?
Yeah. You know, a team that we have some familiarity with, we're just playing them in the past. And they do, you know, they play physical, they're aggressive. You see some guys that are familiar faces, but maybe have been wearing different jerseys in the past. But, like, Malik Murphy has a really strong arm. He's a guy that can make all the throws, and he can really take the top off if you give him the opportunity. They got backs that run really hard. Defensively, they present a lot of difficult schemes that you have to be prepared for, showing a lot of one picture and then creating something else on the snap, which makes it difficult. So it's a fun game to prepare for.
When you guys look, I mean, you guys have had three dominant performances, and, you know, I don't know how you nitpick stuff, but was the Northwestern game the first time maybe you saw some warts when I looked at, like, your guys' defensive run scheme? Felt like Northwestern was able to get some push. When you went back and looked at that, was that foot, or was that fit? Were we not getting leverage? Why was Northwestern at the beginning of the game able to run the ball on you guys for seemingly kind of the first time you've shown a wart all year?
Yeah, I think that they had a great plan going in, and they you know, every defense has a strength, every defense has a weakness, right? And then it also comes down to execution and doing a good job of that. And I thought they moved the line of scrimmage at times on us in that game, really on both sides of the ball. So we'll make some adjustments, identify some issues, and make sure we're prepared for it in the future.
Is it good to get some pushback? I mean, these have been relatively easy games with a lot of guys playing. Is it nice to maybe get, I know you don't want to have, you know, warts, but is it nice to get something on film that you can point at and say, guys, we're not as great as we think we are, and these are things with learning tools that we can use to get better?
We learn from every week, but I'm not ever going to be the guy that says, hey, let's have some more warts, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, you like to see how your team adapts when things don't necessarily go as planned. Like, we converted some really tough situations in that game. The quarterback made some great plays. Wide receivers, protection was really good in some big games. You're going to win games. Games are going to exist like that at times for us. And, you know, we're all sitting there saying that, and you look up in the fourth quarter, and it's 34-0, right? Like, that can be a good thing as long as you learn from it. We've learned from every game this year. There's things that we can attack and improve in every single game we've played.
This is Dan Lanning with us here on The Fan. You obviously, you trust your eyes with the film, but how much do you look at and weigh statistics?
Not a ton.
Really?
Yeah. Well, be specific, I guess. What statistics?
Well, like, let's say I hit,
because turnovers, we had five. Like, that would be an issue, right? Yeah. That'd be a statistic I'd pay attention to.
Well, sometimes they hand you the stat sheets, like, at halftime or whatever.
I use that certainly. Like, I'm generally looking at rushing yards. I think that's a great indicator of wins, losses. I'm generally looking at third down conversions. I'm looking at turnovers. Like, there's definitely some statistics that carry weight and hold value for sure. But, like, there's also outliers, right? Like, we ran the ball okay in that game, but we really ran the ball really well on that 66-yard play by Dier, right? So, like, don't let stats can lie to you too, right, if you want them to lie to you. Right. And, you know, ultimately we didn't give up a lot of explosive plays in that game, but we gave up a 79-yard run at the end of the game. Right. So you take it for exactly what it is. Don't let statistics lie to tell your story. But on the same note, like, there should be a recognition of, okay, this isn't good enough, or this is really good. And, it's something we want to be able to utilize and grow from.
Yeah. I want to ask you about, I know you don't like to sing out individual players, but you mentioned, Daria Hill, who, you know, I know he doesn't have a lot of carries, but, dude, every time that guy touches the ball, that seems to be a home run waiting to happen. Is that a guy that, as the season goes on, we're going to see more of? Because he just, like I said, it's not a lot of touches, but boy, they're impressive.
Yeah, he's proven to be an explosive playmaker for us, and I think his role will continue to grow as the season goes. And I'm really glad he's here. He's done an unbelievable job. He has a smile on his face every day. This guy's attacked, what we put in front of him. He's really coachable, and he's grown as a player. He's going to be an outstanding one for us for a long time.
How hard is it like with a back? I mean, obviously, we see a guy that gets a few carries, but how much of playing as a running back? I think sometimes we miss, if you can run the ball, but learning an offense and pass protection and things like that, is it harder than we think for freshmen to get thrown into the fire as an every down back as at this level?
I would say it's one of the harder positions. The hardest, no, but like every position, it's difficult, to play as a freshman. If you're able to go out there and execute at a really high level as a freshman, it means you're doing something right. But that's certainly one of the harder positions to go in there because of the amount of things that they have to have, in their repertoire.
Now, you've told us in the past that being sick is a choice. Are you choosing not to be sick right now? I get the hint of a little cold.
I'm not sick. Yeah, I'm choosing not to be sick right now.
That's, okay.
You might have caught me. Did I drink like a bottle of Dimetap today? Yeah, but that's just another choice of mine.
Just for fun.
Yeah,
right.
It was for fun. I think it was like it might have been the Bussin' with the Boys came and your strength coach, someone asked him how many cups of coffee he was on that day. It's the same sort of caffeine and Robitussin will get you through it.
That's right. That's right.
Thoughts on these Shoe Duck uniforms?
How cool are those?
Amazing.
Those are pretty awesome, aren't they?
Yeah.
So cool to be able to recognize somebody that's done so much for us and so much for the game and so much for sports. And even the story behind it, that it's not, and this is what like typical Phil, like he would want. It's not just about Phil. It's about Phil and his coach. It's about Bill Bowerman. It's about the journey, they turned out really great. I'm really impressed. Todd Van Horn and his crew did an unbelievable job with him. Nike did an unbelievable job with him. So I'm so glad that we can recognize them.
Does he text you a lot?
We talk. Yeah, we absolutely talk. Not a crazy amount, but we have a lot of communication.
What if you threw on a hat and a black sport coat and dressed like Phil as you ran out onto the sideline for this game? Honor the man.
Nobody can be Phil but Phil, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
He's a one of one.
Yeah. He's a one of one.
It was also pretty cool. I liked that when Betcher got the chance to go out there, an Oregon kid, and walk on, just that whole behind-the-scenes thing, being at the cabin, I'm kind of a cynical old bastard. Even me, I was like, dude, that's a cool experience for a player from the area to get to do that. Was whose choice was that to bring him out?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That wasn't on my plate, but I mean, he's the perfect representative. I think somebody asked initially, like we actually presented it to Phil back this summer. And it's one of those things where, he's such a humble person that he doesn't require or want the recognition. And this was our opportunity to give him his flowers. But we had Bryce coming with me, and we were over at Hayward, and we kind of went through the whole design with him for the first time. And it resonated. I think you guys probably saw the Joey Harrington video, mm-hmm. Where he's in the background describing it. We got to watch that for the first time with Phil. And then we went through the jersey and the helmets and the cleats, all of it, the story with him, and it really resonated. Bryce was a part of that. So it was only fitting that when we did that reveal to Phil that Bryce would be the guy wearing it whenever we revealed it to everybody else.
And real quick, I know we got to cut you loose, but your thoughts on, it sounds like next year they're going to take a break, but then the Civil War comes back. Excited that we get to keep this rivalry going?
Yeah, I think that's good for the state, good for us, good for Oregon State. That's a rivalry that means a lot to a lot of people. Here and certainly a lot of people in our building. So I'm glad it's something we get to keep. And then even with the travel in their league and the travel in our league, I think it makes sense to know that, hey, you're either going to have a game that's 45 minutes away or 45 minutes away the other direction. But that's a positive.
All right, Coach. Good luck on Saturday. Thank you again.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Yeah. And get some rest.
Making a choice.
How about that? He admitted it.
He admitted nothing.
Well, no, he didn't. He was like, sick. Oh, no, I drank Robitussin, but...
That doesn't mean you're sick.
Yeah, I just like the taste.
Bottle of Dimetap is a choice.
Yeah, that is. That man's an animal.
Dan Lanning brought to you by Philbrook Law. In football, you need a great coach. In life, after an accident, you need a great lawyer. That's why you need Philbrook Law, accident and injury attorneys. Philbrook-law.com, your local law team. Dan Lanning joins us every Thursday at 4. The postgame show is next on The Fan. Well, Dusty was just in here. Being Dusty.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like he has a cold.
Well, you know where Dusty goes on the weekends.
Well,
down
not
there with Dan Lanning.
No, he was down there yesterday.
Yeah, he does go down there once a week to do pregame prep.
Yeah.
Right.
Lanning, he goes down there during the week.
Danny's down there. He's down there
he
ripping.
He just got the cold from Dan Lanning, and now he's in here spitting all over you.
I told him to get out.
What the hell is happening?
I got time. I got time for this nonsense.
That's right.
Fan man.
I mean, I don't care.
Hey,
you can touch me.
Get your butt out of here.
Whoa. Yeah, so quick note about next week.
Mm-hmm. Why don't you take your butt out of here?
A lot of people. So next week, Oregon plays Penn State.
Yes. Finally.
Biggest big game. Week. Yeah, biggest game on the schedule.
Yes.
Now, here's the wrench. Lanning comes on every Thursday at 4. The wrench is that we do not have a show next Thursday on the 25th, which coincidentally is our anniversary.
How about that?
And my wife and I's anniversary.
Mm. So where are we all going to dinner? I mean,
well, my wife and I are going to dinner.
With excuse me? I mean,
it's without an anniversary dinner. It's with the three of you.
Yeah, no.
It's what you do.
No, it's just the two of us. They didn't have room. And
I
tried.
I think
bring
I
your
think,
own chair, Stuke. You'll be fine.
I think we can make room. I think I can pull up. Well, welcome to the third wheel, third spoke, Jason Sakanek rolling through to dinner. Hey. I'm assuming we're going someplace nice.
Actually, love the idea of you bringing like a camping chair and then they're sitting under like a table for two with like that's round, a little lantern on it, and Sue just whips out the camping chair. Let's go.
That would be delightful.
The Jason Momoa me.
Yes.
Be sitting down right here.
But here's what I would like to report to you. I would like to report to you that we will still have Dan Lanning, and it will be on Friday.
Yes.
So and I don't know what time we'll play. Probably 4, but we'll let you know. But Friday, Dan Lanning will join us pre-Penn State. Yeah. So we are going to have his interview next week, if he doesn't die of his illness.
He might not be as jovial. I'm guessing that Penn State game, we're going to be...
I'm interested.
We're going to be buttoned down.
Now, we've interviewed him for the last at least 2 years, right? Have we had him every year he's here?
We've had him every year.
Have we?
Yes.
So we've interviewed him quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I have often tried to keep track of his mood versus and compare it to the game they had before and the game coming up.
Like kind of where they are in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so far I have not found any sort of...
he's an enigma.
Yeah. I haven't found any sort of link to, hey, if they play poorly, he's in a bad mood, or if they have a big game coming up, he's in a bad... It doesn't... Yeah. I haven't found one yet.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, he's been great so far this season, and they've had three cupcakes. If it gets a little squirrely next week,
then you know.
Then I think we know.
As Mike Riley has said, I think we're playing the varsity this week.
That's right.
And, dude, I'm geeked. Next week's going to be...
varsity.
Look, I don't want to look ahead because it is rivalry... God, even I'm doing it now.
Well, it's hard.
Rivalry week, sponsored by Woda Woda. But we got the Civil War. We got the Apple Cup. That's awesome. But next week we get Ohio State coming to Husky Stadium.
Oh yeah,
and then the Duckies are going out to the Whiteout at Happy Valley. I mean,
dude,
that's phenomenal.
Big Ten football, man.
Let's go.
And by
the way, UW should be ranked by then, and I'm just as excited as that because I'm pretty bullish. I think Washington's going to be good. I picked Washington to be a 9-plus win team. And they're all complaining because no one's giving them their flowers. And I'm like, well, okay, well, your chance. When the number one team in the country is coming into your place and no one's giving you respect, earn it. Go earn it.
You know what else we get next week?
What do you got?
Alabama, Georgia.
Ooh, yeah. So that's a big time week.
Best week of the year.
Yes.
Best weekend of the year.
Because that first week, not week zero, but that first week was pretty fun. But this is...
We also get BYU, Colorado, if you care.
We've moved past Coach Pratt.
First things first, how many points does Oregon win by on Saturday?
Unfortunately for Oregon State, I think two things. One, I think Lanning's going to be big on finishing the game because they didn't finish it very well against Northwestern. I also wonder if you're going to see guys play deep into the fourth quarter because we really haven't seen it yet, right? And I don't think you want your first time playing all four quarters to be against Penn State. So I think you may see some starters, especially along the lines, playing deeper into this game. I think the score is going to be something along the lines of 58-10, I think is probably
okay.
And that's assuming that you can make an extra point. But yeah, I think that's
yeah. You mean 58-9?
Yeah.
Special teams joke
or eight?
Well, look, I was doing my West Coast Bias podcast today, and I ended up with a bee in my bonnet. It really does bother me as an ex-player that after a month you can't figure out how to snap a special teams play.
Seems like a problem.
That there's little things.
I didn't watch the Texas Tech game. Did they get any better?
They short snapped all their punts, and one of them they quick kicked with their quarterback.
Oh wow!
They're literally punting the ball from 8 yards deep because they can't snap at 14, and their first two punts went like 25 yards.
Well, they had 2 extra points though.
They did make 2 extra points.
Hey,
yeah, missed a field goal, made 2 extra points. So you know. But that, like, fundamentally, stuff like that, to me, that is an indicator of how buttoned up your program is. And, look, I understand that your long snapper got hurt, but you have had a month, and you have a team full of Division I athletes, like, and no one there is confident enough. Like, that fundamentally bothers me when you can't have, when your first two snaps in that Texas Tech game are both procedural penalties, it just leads me to believe that you're not buttoned up. And that bothers me. And so, hell or high water from Oregon State, you're not going to win this game. For God's sakes, look like you're prepared. No more dumb procedure penalties. Make good coaching decisions. For instance, like that, the going into the half against Texas Tech, you had a chance to at least give yourself a shot at points. And you didn't do a damn thing with it. You left timeouts there, you took the sack, and you just were like, well, I guess we'll go into the half and not even making an attempt at throwing the ball into the end zone or a chance to kick a field goal. There's just things in there that are inexcusable and non-buttoned up, and you don't have to be uber talented, and you don't have to be you don't have to win games to show that you're competent. The Dolphins have this going on in the NFL. It's just, don't even get started on that. The Dolphins had maybe the most inept offensive performance that I've ever seen as far as procedural stuff goes. And it leads me to believe you're not a serious coach. You're not a serious franchise. And Oregon State has some of that. So I don't want to see you win because that's not going to happen. But my God, show up and prove that you have learned and that your team is well coached and disciplined.
Well, that was very long. All you could have said was football's football.
Football's football.
And so it doesn't matter how talented you are. You just have to play sound, fundamental football.
Yeah.
Right?
Football's football.
Did you happen to see football's what the Dolphins football. Did with on the touchdown that got called back from
football's football. And the only A-chain, way or is it A-chain? To play football.
I always get those two.
It A-chain. Used to be A-chain. Now it's A-chan.
Did you happen to see what Miami did?
No, I haven't watched them yet.
If you want to know how dog-ass that team is and that coaching staff.
Hey, we get to watch them tonight.
So they were, yeah. And by the way, I guess Stephen Ross has said no matter what, they're not firing their coach after
yeah,
this game.
Yeah, right.
To win games, you have to win the game.
But they
what a great drop that is.
Oh, my God. They were going in.
To a tag ovalia.
They were either going in to tie or win the game. They had an opportunity. And they threw like a little, they threw a little pass, and Achan ended up stepping out of bounds. But they let it go, and he scored a touchdown. And everyone was freaking out, and they were like, okay, we're going under review. And clearly on review, you saw that he had stepped out of bounds. So everyone in the stadium knew that that ball was coming back to like the 20-something yard line. And that review took like 2.5 minutes. So you had 2.5 minutes to get your S together and the 40-second play clock, right? They ended up with a delay of game penalty coming out of that.
That's institutional failure.
So that's 1st and 15 now. Guess what happened right after that? They got another one. 1st and 20. And then they got that next snap off with 1 second, and it was a panic snap. How on God's green earth can you? This is like when Denver had Hackett as their head coach. Remember, they couldn't get plays in, and they were calling like all their timeouts in the first two series because they couldn't freaking figure out how to get a play in. That's how unserious the Miami Dolphins. I don't know if I've ever seen that. Where you're getting delay of game procedure penalties coming out of a 3-minute replay and then getting them back to back in a moment when you knew that play was coming back and you had a chance to win that game. That right there alone should be enough to fire everybody.
Mike McDaniel to the Beavers? No?
Something.
Anything?
Something.
All right. Also, I want to point out that next weekend is also the Ryder Cup. As the Texters are.
Sure is.
I mean, oh, yeah. We got to throw that in there too. Dude, buckle up.
Yeah.
For next week.
Baseball season's ending, going into the playoffs. Let's go.
All right. In the news is coming up next. Primetime Rainier on The Fan. Here's Buck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yes.
Much like Isaac Grubb said, if you have ever uttered the phrase, you're not going to arrest me, that is a guarantee that you are about to get arrested, just so you know.
Yeah, don't
say
that.
You're not going to arrest me.
If you would like to get arrested, please say out loud to an officer, you're not going to arrest me, and watch yourself get arrested, and probably in an aggressive fashion.
It is September 18, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you.
I do like that.
A little Schultz-y.
You're not going to arrest me.
I like a Schultz-y evil Santa.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Respect Day.
Oh.
So show some respect.
Show some respect, damn it.
And shout out Aretha.
I like when people demand respect, but they refuse to show it to anyone else, a.k.a. the Bob Knight or just angry dad.
Generally a two-way street, respect.
Little Esther, show me some respect. Have you ever respected your kid once?
It's also National Cheeseburger Day.
I saw that today because the great John Belushi clip. Oh, it's too early for a cheeseburger? Cheeseburger, 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 cheeseburger. Phenomenal.
What kind of cheese do you like for your cheeseburger?
I'm pretty open.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm open to what, if a restaurant has like a certain, you know, if they're doing like a Gouda. But I think if I'm doing my own at home, I am a creamy Havarti man.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fancy.
Yeah. It's my cheese of choice on almost everything. Like if I'm making a sandwich home, if I'm making a burger, if I'm making nachos, the creamy Havarti is the top of my food chain. And if it's not creamy Havarti, I like blue cheese.
Yeah, blue cheese.
You do a little bacon with some blue cheese crumble, maybe a buffalo sauce on there. Mm. Now we're talking.
You know what's weird is that blue cheese kind of skirts the cheeseburger label.
Yeah, and it shouldn't.
You know?
Yeah.
Like it is cheese. Yeah. But because it's crumbly, and if you go with the whole bacon thing or maybe like the buffalo sauce
it's
or something.
It's kind of melted a little bit, that's all.
No, I know. I'm just saying like nobody, you don't really think of that as a cheese option for a cheeseburger.
And you're making a mistake. Because if there's a bacon blue, which is usually what they call it, like a bacon blue burger, dude, get it. Because it's
barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's about to be phenomenal.
What channel is this stupid game on?
Barbecue sauce with blue cheese?
Yeah, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the bacon blue burger?
Yeah.
Don't they usually do
bacon
that?
Bacon blue, but not barbecue.
Cheddar? Is it cheddar?
I think barbecue is usually a cheddar.
The bacon blue is always blue bacon and blue cheese, but you can get it with like buffalo or barbecue sauce. Yeah. I've had it both ways. Because that's like a, they do that where they, that's called the rodeo flavor. And I don't exactly know what that is, but it lassoes my taste buds and it gets me every time. Because that's usually some sort of onion ring.
Yeah.
With a blue cheese and some bacon and some barbecue sauce. Yeah. It's great.
It is great.
Because you do the onion ring and then you put the blue cheese in the middle of the onion ring and then throw some barbecue sauce on there. Mm. Saddle up, cowboy. You're about to get lassoed into flavor country.
I don't like barbecue on my burger.
Really?
Yeah. If I wanted barbecue, I'd get a pulled pork sandwich or ribs.
I can't get on board with that.
Love a good burger, though.
Now I kind of want a burger.
Well, you mean cheeseburger. It's national
good thing it's fried chicken week.
Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. I know, right? Now it's fried chicken week.
What do we do? Okay, primetime Rainier. You know Rainier.
I'm familiar, yeah. I love the beer.
Been up there.
Oh, I thought we were talking about beer.
Well, I don't know. Is Rainier beer made in Rainier, Oregon? I don't know. I don't know that.
There's Rainier, Washington. I think it's a Washington company.
Well, this is Oregon. Yes. On the other side of like
Longview. There was a Rainier, Oregon.
Yeah, it's on the other side of Longview there.
Yeah, there's always a... There, I think. Yeah.
Am I right
about
Rainier
that? Everything.
Yeah, well...
You all right over there?
Well, it's just a tough story to report to you. The principal at the high school in Rainier... Mm-hmm. Yeah, just busted for... child sexual assault material on his computer.
It's not good.
He's the principal.
Yeah.
You know?
It is Longview adjacent.
I know. Unfortunately, that was my first
That's what you thought? You're like,
I'm like,
and sorry, Longview.
I thought of you and your hatred for Longview, and you think it's real methy and trashy. But maybe Rainier's the nice part. I don't know. I've never been there.
I've never been to Rainier, Oregon either. Hop, skip, and a jump over the water there. That's bad.
Well, child porn charges. In August, the Cowlitz County Sheriff's Office said it received multiple referrals from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children about incidents involving child sexual assault material. Yeah. Officials said the information came from social media sites which had reported multiple images with hash matches to know the material received by accounts belonging to a Longview, Washington resident. Well, according to the sheriff's office, hash matching is a process where a hash is generated for a digital file, and then that hash can be compared against a database to find identical content that was labeled as such.
Oh.
So you see how they do this?
Yeah, I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a thing. Detectives said they were able to confirm the account belonged to 49-year-old Jeremy Williams of Longview. He is the principal of Rainier Junior and Senior High School in Rainier, Oregon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not good. A search warrant was served at his home. They seized phones, computers, and digital storage devices. He was arrested at the scene, multiple charges. There are parents who are pulling their kids from the school, saying they will never go back.
No, that's...
If you want a silver lining as such, there were no... kids from That's the good. School involved in any of this, or he was not, he's not accused of
that we know of, at least, or
that we know of yet. Williams bail $100,000. He will be arraigned Wednesday of next week.
Dude, that is horrifying to know that that guy was in charge.
The principal.
And as someone has pointed out, and I don't know this to be true, but this is the, you know, we have the news sources. Do you see where he was arrested?
Where?
Cowlitz County.
Yeah.
You know what Cowlitz County is? Longview.
Well, he's from Longview.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the principal at Rainier, but they said he was a Longview resident. But I mean
That's just all bad. Although like pulling your kid out like
There was a mom that was like, I'm getting my kid out of here.
Is it the school's fault? I mean, how are you supposed to know?
Well,
I don't know.
I don't think it's not the school's fault. You got to be... that's your job. You got to...
This is bad. This is bad. I mean, it's always bad when someone gets caught with that, but it's especially when that person is directly involved in being in charge of kids.
I'm going to reveal a character flaw coming up next.
Oh.
amongst the many that I've already revealed over the 15 years of 20 years of doing this, however long we've been doing this, I'm going to reveal another one.
Hopefully it doesn't involve what we just talked about. You need to like get,
I have
like,
a confession to make.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we, you need to, you need, if you're going to do that, you need to have a buffer story between what we just reported. You need like a one about like a skateboarding bulldog. And then you can be like, now I have a character for
We need Nutty the Water Skiing Squirrel in there.
Up next, skateboarding bulldog.
And
then I will reveal a character.
That feels better.
And it involves Tom Hanks.
Oh, I love Tom Hanks.
That's coming up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right. This is in the news for September 18, 2025. Your noted newsman here. Somebody did say on the text line here that the principal guy that we were talking about in Rainier.
Jeremy Peter Williams?
Yeah, they said his dad?
I am trying to...
Was convicted of the same thing in Dayton many years ago as a band leader.
I am trying to...
Not the same thing. Sexual abuse.
Sexual abuse.
Is this just in that same category of like alcoholics, kids of alcoholics become alcoholics, kids of abusers become abusers? Like, does it follow that?
I do know that if you're abused, I just know that if you're abused, you're like four times more likely to be an abuser.
So maybe this is some of that, but I don't know. It's awful.
I'm trying to see if I can verify that. But as of right now, I spent the break Googling that. I have not been able to.
Well, we'll just report it. He's a perv anyway. Screw him. Dog. On, what'd you say, surfboard? Bulldog surfboard?
Yeah, bulldog.
Is that what you said?
Bulldog skateboard.
Skateboard.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Okay, so now to Tom Hanks. I just had to throw the...
Yeah. We needed a caveat, because you don't want to story and then be like, I have an admission to make.
Well, this is a character flaw of mine, and I know it.
Mm-hmm.
But the backstory is that Tom Hanks, and we talked about this, he's big into typewriters, you know
that.
Yes, yeah. And he came to Portland a couple years ago, and he stopped by Type Space in Southeast Portland. Mm-hmm. I think I distinctly remember talking about it.
Agreed.
The owner, his name is Anthony, and Hanks bought a $175 typewriter for him for his collection.
Yeah.
But he also promised him that he'd send him a signed typewriter from his personal collection.
I guess that's something Tom Hanks does. He gives people typewriters.
That it's a big thing for him.
Yeah. And he sends you notes that are typed on one of his typewriters, and then he gives you that typewriter.
So this guy, the owner, Anthony, said that Hanks was great, super nice. He said he got a call out of the blue one day, and one of Hanks' people said, "Hey, Tom's big into typewriters. He wants to come by and check out your store. Can he come in?" And he's like, "Of course."
And he's going to say no. Sorry, Tom Hanks.
Yeah, apparently I'm a little too busy.
Yeah, we don't open until 10. I'm sorry.
Apparently they talked for an hour and all about typewriters, not about nothing else, and which is real geeky but awesome. Yeah. And that was it. And he said, "I'd send you a typewriter." It showed up 2 years later.
Yeah, it took him a while to get around to it.
And herein lies my character flaw.
Are you going to be mad at Tom Hanks?
No, I'm not mad. I'm just...
Would it be better if he didn't send it at all?
Wow.
Why did that take 2 years?
Because
he forgot.
I am going to fixate on that part of it. And this is... therein lies my character flaw. I will do this. I don't know why I do this, but it really bothers me that it took him 2 years to send the typewriter. Because you know... Tom Hanks is a good dude.
Sure.
You know Tom Hanks when he says, I mean, he seems like the type, when he says he's going to do that, he's going to do it.
Yeah.
Why did it take 2 years?
Because he's Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks has important Tom Hanks things to do.
Yeah, that's an excuse. This is the problem.
Wow.
I feel like Tom Hanks needs to send that typewriter right away.
Interesting.
I'm calling him out.
So he
clearly forgot about it,
so
right?
So you would have rather... Well, I'm guessing that Tom Hanks probably has a handful of these things that he has to get around to doing. And I'm doubting that it is on his, I doubt it's super high on his to-do list.
Oh, I get that.
But the fact that he got around to doing it.
But he has people.
I mean,
he does. The guy called, there was one of his people called the typewriter store manager, the owner.
Yeah.
And said, Tom wants to come. Like. Tom Hanks has a lot of people do things like this for him. He does have to get around to signing it.
Yeah.
Physically signing it.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So what's it?
2 years.
What's an appropriate amount of time?
Well, I just feel like 2 years is way too long.
And
it's cool that it showed up, but it's like, dang, Tom. I don't think that's acceptable.
What's an appropriate amount of time?
I don't know. A week? 2 weeks?
Ooh.
A month?
Wow. Really?
I think if it doesn't show up in 4 weeks, you're like, Tom forgot about me.
But isn't it cool?
I think 6 to 8 weeks is acceptable.
Okay.
Oh. I had one of these that took me about 6 or 7 months that I did something like this. Am I an insensitive jerk?
I mean, I guess the root of my issue comes from really not understanding how something so simple can't get done right away, particularly when he's got a team of people doing things for him. You know what I mean?
All right.
Like, it just doesn't compute to me.
Follow me on this then.
Okay.
This is a true life story involving yours personally.
Okay.
Was in Belize many, many moon ago and went to this little completely off the beaten, it was on this thing called Secret Beach. Like one of the most remote beaches I've ever been to. And there was this little kind of, it was called the Bar Over the Water. And when I got there, there was a Denver Bronco flag and a Denver Bronco helmet up in this little beach bar.
Okay.
And I was like, that's kind of cool.
Sucker.
And my daughter, who is very proud at the time, she was little, she mentioned to the bartender, she said, "My daddy played for the Broncos." And the guy was like, "Oh my God." And I said, "No, I didn't." I said, I stood on the sidelines. I'm like, I did nothing. And the guy still thought it was really cool. And he goes, "Can I have your autograph?" And I was like, "You do not want my autograph." I'm like, "I am no one."
No, you cannot have it.
But the guy was like, he was a diehard Bronco fan. And I said, "You know what I can do? I had a John Elway football that I got when I was with the Broncos. And I had never done anything with it. It was sitting in a box somewhere. And I told that guy, I said, if you give me your address... Here, I'm like, I will get you a John Elway signed football. And the guy was like, "What?" And I'm like, "That is so much cooler to put over your bar than anything I'm going to sign for you." So the guy, I was like, "Here's my email," because the guy didn't have a business card or whatever. It was the world's crappiest, like, outdoor beach bar. But I said, here's my email. Please send it to me. If you give me your stuff, I will make sure it gets to you. And I want to say he probably emailed me a week or two later. Mm-hmm. And it probably took me about 6 months to get around. Dug through my garage, found the ball. I paid for it. I shipped it down there. And he took a photo of that ball sitting up on his thing.
You couldn't have just had one of your people do that?
I don't have people.
Have your daughter do it. Yeah, I don't understand.
6 to 7 months.
I do not understand. It really does not compute to me why that took so long.
Really?
Yes, because when I have things like that, yeah, or just tasks like that, that are pretty menial, but you just got, I just check them off. Like, huh. I'm after them. Let's get them done. And that's the disconnect, is like, I really don't understand how, like, don't you think about that and go, oh, I need to do that?
Yeah.
So then why don't you do it?
I did. It was a problem for future me.
Yeah, so that just is so foreign to me.
I knew I was going to do it. It just...
Okay, you just do it?
Because I had to
then go... Then you get it off your plate.
Because I had to go out to the garage. I had to find the damn thing. And then I inflated the stupid ball. And then it was a thing. I don't know. I just... I didn't really want to do it, but I said I was going to do it. So yeah. I knew and I got around to it. And so does that guy think I'm an ass?
I mean, I think he was... probably cursing you for several months.
Huh.
And then when it showed up, he's like, oh, okay, I guess he's all right.
Do you think he thought I was like lying, that I was like full of crap?
I'm guessing that did cross his mind after it didn't show up, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I probably thought that guy was just being nice in the moment and that ball's never coming.
Right. Huh. Or I think he suits
probably
right.
Thought I was lying.
He probably thought you were just full of crap.
But I did, yeah. Oh, well.
But then it showed up.
I've never thought that that guy ever was anything but like, this is awesome. But now you've thrown me for a loop.
He still thought it was awesome. I was just being too petty.
Well, again, I told you this is a character. I get that I am in the minority here, but it is a real disconnect for me. I don't understand, even though you're Tom Hanks, why you can't send the typewriter within the first month.
So I guess, in my mind, when it takes my dumbass 6 months, I think it's amazing that it only took Tom Hanks 2 years, because I don't have anything to do.
The text line pointing out that, of course, Rob has the time to do all this stuff. He only works 4 hours a day, unlike some people.
Well, I mean, listen, I get it. If you're busy. Busy is a thing. I hate that as an excuse, because everybody's busy. Everybody's got things. They fill up their time with things.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't tell me you're busy. Too busy for something or another thing. No, you just have to prioritize
or
it.
Or don't say that you're going to do
it. Ooh, right. Now, if this is a good question. If you knew for sure, would you rather know that he had one of his assistants do it right away or that he did it personally himself much later?
Well, he had to sign it.
Right.
So he did sign it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's weird that he... I guess I would think that it would make me think that Tom Hanks forgot about it and then somehow, some way remembered 2 years later and was like, oh crap, I gotta do this. And that doesn't make me feel very good.
Better theory, maybe Hanks sent the typewriter via FedEx and it got lost for a couple years on an island in the ocean.
Castaway. I get it. Castaway. Anyway. I don't know. It's just a thing I have. You gotta get stuff done, man.
I am horrible about that.
Maybe Tom Hanks and you are kindred spirits.
This is the first time, because this happened so many years ago. This is the first time ever I kind of feel bad. This whole time I thought I did something awesome, and
you
now
did.
I'm like, wait, was I an ass for 6 months?
You doing something late like that is better than doing something never like that.
Well, if you're in Belize and you go out to San Pedro Island, go to Secret Beach. There's, for whatever reason, there's a Broncos bar out in the middle of nowhere, and you can see a John Elway football, and hopefully there's a guy that's grateful that he has it.
Or he's just cussing you up, like you're the worst guy in the whole town.
Like this D-bag.
It's like this guy.
6 months.
Probably not even real.
Exactly. I think it's fake.
And there is In the News for September 18, 2025. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. College football is headed to a foreign land. Next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.